The 2016 presidential race may be over, but for former presidential candidates, there is often still work to do after the ballots are counted. Paying back campaign debt, for example. That's something Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker has been working on all year. After suspending his presidential bid in 2015, the governor vowed to get his campaign out of debt by the end of this year. Joining us with an update on that effort and a look at the world of campaign debt is Dave Leventhal. He's senior reporter with the Center for Public Integrity in Washington, D.C. Hi there.
Hey, good to be with you, Brady.
There's an obvious question when it comes to campaign debt. If I'm a donor, why should I give potentially thousands of dollars to a campaign that has already lost?
You might want to endear yourself for future considerations, of course, when presidential candidates run and they lose. Oftentimes, they will seek another office in the future. In the case of Scott Walker, he still has an office, and it's something where you, as a donor, want to play not just a short game, but the long game, too. And there's nothing like endearing yourself to a candidate for many, many years to come, particularly if that person, hey, runs for president again, or at the very least maintains power.
The governor's federal committee, Scott Walker, Inc., said in November it had about $140,000 in campaign debt left. That number at the end of the campaign last year was about $1 million. So how does that compare with most presidential campaigns, and where's the money coming from?
He's done pretty well, and he's done better than many other presidential also-rans who even today still find themselves in debt. Newt Gingrich would be probably the most notable of them all. He has more than $4.5 million worth of debt from his 2012 presidential campaign. Walker, though, he's doing a pretty good job. You can definitely pay your debt down in a number of ways. Sell your computers and your furniture that you use for your campaign. You can try to sell swag, T-shirts and buttons and whatnot, but that's pretty penny-ante stuff. Really, there's two big streams for making money. You conduct debt retirement parties, and Scott Walker's done that to some degree, and he's definitely gotten some money in the door as a result of doing those efforts. But really, the big ticket way that he's been able to pay down his debt is by selling the most valuable commodity that he really has from his old presidential campaign, and that's the personal information of his supporters, the personal information of his donors. And he's rented that information in particular to a company called Granite Lists. It's a firm in New Hampshire that is effectively a data brokerage. And then they, in turn, can sell that information off to other political entities, to non-political entities for that matter. Anyone who really wants information about who is backing Scott Walker, well, they're the place to go.
I read that candidates who have old campaign debts can ask the Federal Elections Commission for a kind of debt settlement plan. Newt Gingrich reportedly requested one for his $4.5 million in debt. How does that work, and does the FEC approve those requests?
It doesn't work pretty well if you have $4.5 million of debt, I can tell you that. Sometimes if you as a candidate through your committee have paid down your debt to a pretty manageable degree, then they can reach an agreement with you. But for many of the creditors, those who have been left holding the bag, who provided some sort of a service to the campaign, and might be consulting or telemarketing, direct mail, web services, you name it, and oftentimes even staffers from the campaign, they want to get paid. So as a result, especially when you have sort of a contested debt like that, the FEC is not going to be in the mood or in a position to just say, all right, well, clear and free. On the contrary, they're going to have to keep filing reports with the Federal Election Commission and technically keep their presidential campaigns or their congressional campaign committees open in the hopes that one day they'll be able to clear their debts.
When might we get another update on where Governor Walker's 2016 campaign debt stands to see if he meets that goal to wrap it up by the end of this year?
In January, when he is putting forth his December book. So we will know definitively by the end of January whether he met his goal of clearing out his debt.
Dave Leventhal of the Center for Public Integrity, thanks so much.
Absolutely. Thank you.